Thank you, Brad, and good morning on this drizzly Monday morning. If you're flying out of the region and you're making a connection through San Francisco Airport, be aware that due to ongoing construction, you may face delays as runways are closed down temporarily this week. Weather and wind conditions could play a role, and you are encouraged to contact your airline to check for any delays while traveling. The planned closures are part of a runway safety upgrade project at SFO over the course of 2013 and 2014. The Sheriff's Office continues its investigation into a suspected homicide that saw a 33-year-old man killed in McKinleyville and a 21-year-old Eureka resident arrested in connection with his death. Detectives continue to interview witnesses regarding the incident in the Baldy area of McKinleyville last week. People walking a trail found the body of the victim, and the initial investigation led to the arrest of Michael Uravish in Eureka, who was booked on a homicide charge. The identity of the deceased has not been released, and anyone with information is asked to contact Detective Todd Fulton at the Sheriff's Office. A male suspect armed with a knife walked into the Texaco gas station on J Street in Arcata on Saturday night, threatened the clerk, and demanded money. The clerk, who was unharmed, turned over an undisclosed amount of cash, and the suspect fled on foot before police reached the scene. The suspect is described as an adult white male in his 30s with a medium build who was wearing dark clothing and who also wore a bandana across his face. Anyone with information about the suspect or the incident is asked to contact Arcata Police. A Humboldt Bay firefighter was injured during operations to extinguish a fire at a vacant warehouse in the 400 block of Broadway on Friday night. Humboldt Bay Fire received numerous calls from witnesses reporting smoke and flames coming from the back of the old East Bay Hydraulics building. The fire was contained to the structure and damage was estimated at about $50,000. The firefighter was injured during the overhaul phase when fire crews are searching for hotspots to ensure all the fire has been extinguished and was taken to the hospital for treatment and released. The cause of the fire is suspected to have been transient activity in the building. And fire crews and emergency personnel in and around Hoopa Valley responded to a series of fires believed to have been deliberately set along Highway 96 on Sunday. The first fire was reported early Sunday morning, with the last reported at just after 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and which kept fire crews moving in an effort to extinguish each of the small fires, of which more than a dozen were set. There were no injuries, and at the end of the day, approximately 5 acres of land were burned. Anyone with information about the fires is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza, Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Access to clean, sustainable water resources is absolutely essential for the prosperity of any community, and with that in mind, the state of California passed a bill in 2009, a bill designed to reform water policies within the state. The bill was primarily focused on the Delta down in the Bay Area, with the goal of reducing reliance on water exported from the Delta and investing in alternative water supplies. President of the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District Board, Alderon Laird, described in detail the purpose of that bill.
It codified a concept, which I guess you could say is the state water policy today, which is called the co-equal goals, which was assuring water reliability and ecosystems restoration, that the serving both of those purposes are co-equal. One's not a higher priority than the other.
According to Laird, Humboldt County has not been utilizing its water resources very efficiently.
We haven't been using the water very efficiently. You know, for the last 20 years, I believe, you know, the Los Angeles area, you know, has grown quite a bit in population, but they're consuming the same amount of water. It's because they've increased their efficiency on how they use it. They're conserving it more. And we can do a lot more than what we're doing even now.
Laird added that increasing efficiency by just 10% is the equivalent of constructing another reservoir. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.